How many of you haven't thanked someone for something they've done or something they've given? So, we look, and on the one hand say, I don't like it when people don't thank me for what I've done or what I've given. And at the same time, have to acknowledge that that is me. That that's right where I am sometimes. That people have given of me, given to me of their time, of what they have. They've done things for me, and I, for whatever reason, have forgotten to acknowledge what they've done, what they've provided, and perhaps given them reason to say, yeah, next time, maybe I'm not going to do that. We've given them reason to feel unappreciated. Because you and I have forgotten to give thanks. It's that very thing that Moses is warning the Israelites about. The Israelites are sitting just across the Jordan River from the Promised Land. They've wandered in the desert for 40 years. Moses is about to die, and Joshua is about to take the helm of the Israelites and lead them into the land that they had been dreaming about for hundreds of years. That land flowing with milk and honey. No longer were they going to be wandering in the desert eating manna, but now they were going to have an actual home to live in rather than a tent. They were going to have crops and a place to raise the herds of cattle. Finally, they would no longer be wanderers and nomads. Recognizes that as the Israelites enter, and as they begin to experience and see God's goodness as He blesses them in all different aspects of their life, the Israelites were in danger of forgetting the Lord their God. The Israelites were in danger of forgetting the one gave them every single blessing they would experience in the Promised Land. So Moses' farewell sermons warns the Israelites of just that, of not to forget the Lord, not to demonstrate a lack of thanksgiving to God. He says, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, and His decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, then when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of a land of Moses recognized the temptation that blessings bring to the life of a person, and especially to the life of a believer. As the Israelites were about to enter the Promised Land, Moses recognized, you're about to get dumped on by God with all these blessings. And as you receive those blessings, don't forget to thank God. When your gold and silver increase, all you have is multiplied, your crops grow, your herds increase, you forget, and you forget that it's the Lord who gives you those things. Your heart becomes proud. A heart that forgets that it's the Lord who provides. Because a proud heart begins to curve inward. A proud heart begins to look and say, man, look at all these blessings I have. look at what I've done. Look at what I have. The proud heart then, Moses says, becomes a boastful heart. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. Instead of seeing these blessings as something God has given me, instead of seeing even that the talents and abilities that I have that enable me to work, that enable me to have a paycheck, Moses says, recognize that even those are from the Lord. Because if you forget and your heart becomes proud, then that proud heart is also going to be one that boasts. Proud heart that leads to a boastful. Look at what I've done. Look at what I've provided. Or look at how well I've provided for my family. It's no wonder then, at the very beginning, as Moses recognizes some of these temptations that are going to face the Israelites, that he says, be careful. Be careful that you don't forget the Lord your God. Be careful that you don't forget. Because a forgetful heart quickly becomes a proud heart, which quickly becomes a boastful heart. Now, as you look this week, probably especially, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, and you hear that warning from Moses to the Israelites who hadn't yet experienced the full blessing of God. They didn't have those homes they were sitting in. They didn't have property. Would you say you're more or less, or perhaps the same, as far as your blessings as the Israelites? We have no more, wouldn't we? We have land. And in that home, indoor plumbing, a refrigerator that keeps things cold, an oven that heats things up that we don't have to build a fire for, clothes, a car. As you and I would look, we have to say, compared to the Israelites that Moses is talking to, if God was richly blessing the Israelites, how would you describe what he's done for you and me? Beyond rich, isn't it? If our blessings have so increased, one would naturally think our thankfulness would increase as well. And yet, you know as well as I do, Moses' warning to the Israelites, what has happened since we've been 20? Our gold increased. Our wealth. All we have multiplied. We may not have herds, but we have other possessions that have grown and increased. And Moses not only warns the Israelites, he looks at each one of us and says, be careful. Be careful as God richly blesses you in all these different aspects of life that you don't forget who's given you those blessings. It's a warning you and I need to hear, because just a few moments ago, what did all of us raise our hands and acknowledge? That we forget to acknowledge blessings that we've received. And it's those forgetful hearts that can very easily become proud hearts, become boastful hearts, and all ultimately all demonstrate a sinful heart. A sinful heart that has been blessed beyond measure, that forgets to be thankful to the one who's blessed us. You and I need to hear that warning from Moses, that you and I don't forget the Lord our God. Instead, we offer a prayer, Lord, keep us thankful. In warning the Israelites, he wasn't just saying, be aware of this, but was also seeking to encourage the Israelites in their thankfulness to God. It's why in the very first verse, Moses writes, when you have eaten and are satisfied, when God has blessed you, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Thank him. As you and I are blessed, Moses encourages you and me to praise the Lord, to give thanks to the Lord for the blessings he has given to us, so that as you and I experience a new blessing in our life, or perhaps are reminded of a wonderful blessing from the Lord, it gives us yet another opportunity to praise the Lord for the blessings he's given to us. As you and I are blessed, Moses encourages us to remember the Lord and not forget. That as you and I are mindful of the Lord and all that he has done for us, we can't help but begin to think of the blessings he's provided for us. Not just physical blessings, but even more important, the spiritual blessings God has given to us. Moses did that for the Israelites, didn't he? As he's telling them, don't forget about the Lord, he says, don't forget that it was the Lord who delivered you out of slavery in Egypt, and who led you through the desert, and provided for you manna and water out of rocks. Don't forget that it's the Lord who's rescued you, not only physically, but Moses also reminds them of the covenant God had made with the Israelites, a covenant in which God had promised, I'm going to rescue you spiritually as I send a Savior. You and I, as we're mindful of the blessings God has given to us, gives us an opportunity to remember the Lord. And not only thank him for the physical blessings God has given to us, but to thank him for the spiritual blessings. That he's rescued you and me from sin. He's rescued you and me from proud, selfish, boastful hearts by being perfectly thankful for us in our place. By delivering us from death. By dying the death that those sinful hearts deserve. By writing his name on us and declaring us to be his own children. You and I become more thankful as we're mindful of the one who's blessed us. And as you and I are blessed, it certainly gives us an opportunity to make thankfulness a habit. It can be done in so many different ways. Perhaps, you know, every day we wake up and say, you know, I'm going to write down 3 or 4 or 5 things that I'm thankful for each day. Maybe you've seen something like that on Facebook, right, where they say for a month I'm going to list a couple things that I'm thankful for. Don't just do it for a month. Make it a daily habit the rest of your life. Because the more mindful I am of the blessings God has given to me, the more mindful I'm going to be of the Lord, and the more thankful I'm going to be. We can be more thankful and make thankfulness a habit as we dig into God's Word each and every day. Because the more I'm in God's Word each and every day, the more I'm going to be reminded of what my God has done for me, what he's saved and delivered me from, which is going to remind me of all the blessings he continues to give me each and every day. We can be more mindful and thankful to our God and be more thankful in our life and make that a part of an everyday habit in our life as we pray to God. if I'm making a list of the 3, 4, 5 things I'm thankful for every day, include that in your prayer life. Lord, thank you for these specific blessings. Include thankfulness as a prayer that you offer in the morning. Thanks for another day of your grace. Another day in which to experience your blessings. Another day to say thank you. Before you go to bed, as you offer your evening prayer, to say, Lord, thank you for the many blessings you've given me today. Before meals. There are countless opportunities that you have each and every day to make thankfulness a habit. You and I have the opportunity this week to perhaps sit down with family or friends and not just enjoy one another's company, but also give thought to saying thanks to our God, to be thankful. As we do, we certainly offer on our lips a prayer, Lord, keep us thankful. I know who I am and my tendency to forget, to overlook the giver. Lord, keep me thankful. Because with a thankful heart comes not only a humble heart, but a heart that looks forward to and rejoices in the blessings that God gives, both physically and spiritually. Lord, keep me thankful. Amen.